Business and Your Money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. Texas is facing shortages in the workforce in fields like nursing and education. One solution, well, during the regular session earlier this year, lawmakers passed a bill allowing community colleges to hand out some bachelor's degrees. Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill into law last month. But will that fill the bill when it comes to more nurses and teachers in actual fact? KERA's Stella Chavez has been exploring that very question.
Jesse Branham is sitting in a first semester nursing lab at Collin College's McKinney campus. Branham's a busy guy. He's the father of a baby girl and a 2.5-year-old boy. He works in an ER full-time and attends community college full-time. In a couple of years, this school will offer a 4-year degree in nursing. Branham was trained as a firefighter paramedic, but
I found out that I enjoy the medical side of it a little more because I feel like I'm doing more and contributing more. And already being affiliated with Collin and knowing that they had the ability to possibly start offering a BSN, why not go here?
For Branham and students like him, going to a community college is more affordable than a university. He thinks other students juggling work, school, and raising a family would love to get a 4-year degree at their local community college.
Not only does it cut down costs for us as students, it also increases the amount of nurses that we can put out into the community to help and be there for patients in the hospitals.
That's good news, since there aren't enough nurses in the state right now. Neil Madkin is president of Collin College. He's talked about it with local hospital officials.
It's a nationwide problem, and in Texas, we're projected to have a shortage of 70,000 nurses by 2020. In Collin County, we have about 1,400 nurses that are needed each year to meet the demand, and there's not been a BSN program available here until now.
Three Texas community colleges currently offer bachelor degrees under a pilot program. This new law expands that in three areas: nursing, applied science, and applied technology. At Dallas County Community College District, President Joe May says the changes will help address a different problem.
In the case of Dallas, we are really concerned about the shortage of early childhood teachers. And we estimate that we need about 4,350 teachers in the area to provide the services for the 39,000 children who are eligible for pre-K programs within the county.
May says employers are looking for job applicants with more skills, so job seekers are returning to school to learn them.
And it's that big change in terms of the expectation of employers that are driving us to look at degrees differently, realizing that we're continuing to see more knowledge, skills required in areas that in the past you looked at differently.
Back at Collin College Nursing Lab, students are listening to a lecture.
You don't want to leave your patient like the top picture. Right?
The lab has beds with mannequins simulating a real person. The beds have headboards, call lights, and oxygen.
This is set up for that if we would ever have like a crisis here in the community, we could actually bring patients to this area because we could give them supplies and things that they need for an emergency.
That's Professor Rebecca Larson. She's seen the nursing program grow. In the past, she says, this class would have had maybe 35 students. Today, there are 60. Collin College hopes to have its 4-year nursing degree up and running by 2019. But first, it and other Texas community colleges looking to add 4-year degrees will have to go through an accreditation process. In North Texas, I'm Stella Chavez for the Texas Standard.